The United States is expanding its arsenal in the war against international terrorism. The government is responding to a series of terrorist attacks in the last 3 years, including the World Trade Center bombing, the two blasts that killed American servicemen in Saudi Arabia, and the plot to blow up a dozen airliners in Asia. U.S. authorities have cultivated a large and growing network of informants, infiltrators, and agents who are prepared to take covert action against terrorist organizations. The United States has greatly increased funding for spies and expanded cooperation with the intelligence services of other countries. NPR's Ted Clark reports.
International terrorism has become a principal concern of the U.S. intelligence community because terrorist attacks are increasingly lethal. The number of deaths per attack is rising. And because terrorist groups today are more diffuse, decentralized, and harder to penetrate. John Deutsch, the director of Central Intelligence, described what the United States is doing to combat this growing threat in a little-noticed speech at Georgetown University last month. He spoke of the expanded role of HUMINT, of human intelligence collection, in combating terrorism.
Intelligence collection of this kind is extraordinarily difficult to conduct successfully against terrorist organizations, against rogue states like Iran, Iraq, and the Sudan. I want to report to you today that thanks to the dedication and incredible skill of our clandestine intelligence officers, we have developed and are constantly improving an outstanding and growing human capability against foreign terrorists and the states that support them.
Over the past two decades, the United States has been better at using technical means to gather intelligence as opposed to human means, better at using satellites and eavesdropping equipment than spies. This according to Marvin Ott of the National War College. Dr. Ott spent 2 years in the CIA and 7 on the Senate Intelligence Committee.
HUMINT is hard to do. It's dangerous work. People tend to get killed. And so when Director Deutsch goes out of his way to say we are doing very well in collecting information on these very difficult targets from human sources, that's interesting.
The CIA has substantially increased the number of new intelligence sources reporting to us about terrorist groups. The gain in the past 18 months far exceeds previous achievements. This is a particularly important point. Let me repeat it. The gain of new sources in the past 18 months far exceeds previous achievements.
Director Deutsch noted that in this era of declining budgets, funding for human intelligence collection against terrorism has been sharply increased, his words. And he said the investment has paid off. Brian Jenkins, an authority on terrorism at Kroll Associates in Los Angeles, says the terrorist world can be penetrated, even though it's more decentralized and shadowy than in the past.
The fact is that although it is murkier, in some cases we are able to develop information. And of course, if we go back to the plot that was uncovered following the World Trade Center bombing to plant bombs at other targets in New York, that is an example where the authorities had an informant inside the group that enabled them to thwart a series of terrorist attacks.
The informant, Imad Salem, even taped his conversation with one of the conspirators as they cased the Holland Tunnel, as they drove through the tunnel, deciding where and when to plant a bomb, for which they used the code word Haduta.
طب انت عايز تحط الحدوته فين عشان ايه نركز
ايوه احنا دايما
عند الخط ده اقف علشان نصوره
الحدوته دايما بيتخطى قلنا في النص
In this case, the FBI worked closely with the CIA to apprehend the suspects, including the alleged mastermind Ramzi Youssef, who was tracked down in Pakistan. Interagency cooperation is growing, according to Director Deutsch, and he cited the Counterterrorism Center, or CTC, which brings officers from 10 U.S. agencies together, including the FBI, State Department, Defense Intelligence Agency, and CIA. Deutsch said funding for the CTC has doubled since 1992.
The CTC is undoubtedly the best organization of its kind in the world. When another country is better informed about a specific terrorist threat in its neighborhood, the CTC seeks access to this information through our liaison relationships. But in general, the TTC knows better than anyone else what is going on in the complex international world of terrorism.
Interagency cooperation is growing, and so too is U.S. cooperation with foreign governments.
Leaders from Israel and the Arab world, from Europe, from Asia, from North America. 29 of us, shoulder to shoulder, joined in support of peace.
Last March, President Clinton and other world leaders gathered in Sharm el-Sheikh, Egypt, to redouble their fight against terrorism. The summit itself was largely symbolic, but Brian Jenkins says it led to more concrete collaboration between governments. He recalls a newspaper headline that appeared soon after the summit, a headline that would have been unthinkable just a few years ago.
And the headline actually read, CIA briefs Yasser Arafat on terrorism. Of course, the much more interesting part, which was not in the headline, was that Yasser Arafat briefs the CIA on terrorism. And it's precisely those sources of information which are invaluable in combating terrorism.
The United States is prepared to do much more than simply gather information on terrorist groups. Force is also an option. In 1993, when American authorities concluded that Iraq's intelligence service had tried to assassinate former President George Bush, the United States retaliated.
I was in my hotel room. It was shortly after 2 a.m., and I simply heard a series of explosions. I heard about 20 in all. An eyewitness who had been there said that he did see a huge explosion and a flash, which he assumed to be the intelligence headquarters.
U.S. cruise missiles did the damage. In his remarks at Georgetown, Director Deutsch cited this attack and said, "We are increasing the U.S. intelligence community's capability to act forcefully against terrorists worldwide."
What we intend to do now is give the president more options for action against foreign terrorists to further preempt, disrupt, and defeat international terrorism. We want to increase the president's options to act against terrorist groups directly, either to prevent them from carrying out operations or to retaliate against groups we know are responsible for operations.
What the director is talking about is what people often label as counterterrorism.
Again, Marvin Ott.
Taking actions to deal with a terrorist threat in the making. If you have good information, for example, that weapons are being warehoused somewhere preparatory to their use against U.S. assets, and you have an opportunity to destroy that warehouse, and there's no other effective way to deal with the problem, you may go ahead and do that. A ship carrying explosives, potential use for terrorist activity, maybe you sink the ship.
In a sign that the U.S. government is preparing to increase covert operations against terrorism, the CIA is sending more case officers from its Directorate of Operations to posts overseas. CIA Director John Deutsch would not say how many more, but he called the increase significant. It's all part of the United States' widening war against international terrorism. This is Ted Clark in Washington.